All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, October 17th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a Thursday night football showdown between the Broncos and the Saints. We have a two-game MLB playoff slate. We had golf tee off earlier this morning, and we have a big 11-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. And as a reminder, we do have our build review show that goes live Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. So you can catch that show after this one. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And I got the Thursday night football showdown loaded up. Looks like we had a lot of questions since the end of yesterday, which is good. So there were some questions about our projections. So all of our football projections are up if you guys are trying to build Thursday to Monday slate. Now, I know that the Carolina-Washington game and the Jets and Steelers were the last sims to run earlier today. So if you guys hadn't seen those, they should be up now. Got a couple build review requests. Around this question. So definitely good one to cover. So the question was, is it better to boost a player's projection or set a minimum exposure? So very good question. Kind of depends what your goal is. You know, if you just think, or you have research, or you've done something that leads you to believe, like, you know what, the Saints are without Olave, they are without Shaheed, I think they're without Taysom Hill. Kamara's usage is just going to be so high, and I think he's going to get more than 22 fantasy points. You know, that's an opinion about how he's going to do, right? You could just increase his projection and then let the builder evaluate that and let it figure out what is the right exposure to give you at both the captain and the flex, right? The other way of thinking about it is, hey, I think Kamara is going to be really involved. I want to have, you know, this many Kamara lineups or something like that. That is, you know, regardless of what you think of how he's going to do, you're basically saying, I know I want this much of him. And that is like when it's a good opportunity to use the minimum exposures, where, because let's say that you increase his projection, and maybe you were getting 10% in the captain. Well, then after the projection change, maybe you're still getting 10% in the captain. And you're like, no way, I know I want more. So when you know, like, you want to hit a certain number, it's better to use the minimum exposures, which are just a blunt tool to give you exactly what you're looking for. But if you have more of a just an opinion on the player's outcome and you want to tell SaberSim that, give it that input, let it spit out what it feels is best based on the input, then a projection adjustment would be a good idea. So there's pros and cons to both, and it just depends what you're ultimately looking for. All right. I feel like this is probably a good one to cover here. So Frank said, I'm building out 151 lineups, one 150, one single entry, for the NFL showdown on FanDuel tonight, and after setting lineups to 5,000 min salary down to 45,000, I build them and then filter by ROI greater than zero. This drops my pool from 5,000 down to 127, and my min ROI is exactly zero. Does that seem right? What should I be adjusting here to ensure all lineups are greater than zero ROI, or is that not possible on such a small slate? So I think that this comes down to the fact that, you know, FanDuel, it's pretty interesting how, you know, they have a different like five player format for like, say like NBA, for example, where they have like, I think they have like MVP, star, pro, utility, and different spots get different multipliers. But then for NFL, they just run a five player captain with five utility, or with four utilities, five players total. And then there is no salary increase for the captain. So it honestly just ends up limiting the amount of possible viable combinations. And you see a lot more duplication over on FanDuel. So I think in general, it is normal to see less positive ROI lineups in large field FanDuel slates. I think that is just a circumstance of the way that they've decided to do their NFL single game, especially without the salary multiplier, but the point multiplier really helps like the top projected plays to be optimal more often than not. So I would say what you're seeing isn't something crazy. I did like your idea. There was a follow-up. Should I just withdraw 30 entries from the 150 and only run the plus ROI lineups? I actually think that's like a pretty good idea. I wouldn't mind doing that at all. So if you want to test that out, then give it a shot. All right. See another build review request from Ty. We'll definitely get to that later this afternoon. Really quickly before I answer this next question, Samuel said, "Hey, Andrew, is it too late to add my username to the build review for Monday Night Football? Thanks." No, you can definitely drop that in the Discord and Office Hours channel. Give me your DK username. And sounds like you want to do Monday Night Football for DraftKings from earlier this week, which we can definitely do. So give me that info and I'll get you on the list. All right, next question. Entered 60 lineups across three contests. I can't see my exposures to players after saving them to contests. Is there a way I can see my overall exposure? Good question. So there is a little bit of a bug with the contest tab here. The best way to do this, I could probably show this for Monday to Thursday. I think I had a swap I was testing here. So what you would want to do is, if you want to see your exposure for all contests and you're, you know, in a build, see if I have lineups. Cool. Is you want to look at either the entry exposure column, right? So what you can do is you can come in here and then you go to this entry exposure. So exposures are zero because there's no lineups right now, but if I go to entry exposure, it is going to be reading the percentages that players are in from my CSV that I have uploaded. So there's been a bug where sometimes you can come in here and the my entries is grayed out, or like it doesn't show any lineups. You can just go to a build. You can run a build. If you don't have one, you can use an old build and then just go to this entry exposure column. And then this will tell you who you're playing, how much of them you're playing, et cetera, here. So check that out. All right, let's go back to today. And let's keep going. Looks like Bulldog responded in response to that question. Thank you, Bulldog. We got a question here from Bill's Nut. Question is, for NHL, how do I create a rule to only allow for players in stacks to only be from even strength lines one or two, or power play one? Good question. Let's see if we can do something like that. So let's go today, NHL, main. So this probably be a rule of some sort. So it'd probably be an if rule. So what I would say is maybe use no more than one And I would add a requirement. Yeah, I would do this. So use no more than one requirement. EV line is not 3. And then I would add another requirement. EV line is not 4. Power play line is not 2. So the question was, how do I create a rule to only allow for players in stacks to only be from even strength line 1, 2, and power play line 1? So this rule says you basically can't use a stack of a player that is on EV3, EV4, or power play 2 because it's only allowing one person from those lines. So I think this rule should work. The important thing is to leave group buy unchecked, but give this rule a shot. And it should solve your problem. All right. Good question there. Next question. I'm on month 2 of using SaberSim standard plan profitably and not sure if upgrading to ultimate will increase my profitability or just complicate my current successful process. Can you share the difference in expected profitability between standard SaberSim users and ultimate users? I assume ultimate users must be more profitable given the 3x increase in for background, I tried to set around 200 lineups minimum per day between NFL, college football, MLB, NHL, on DK only. Next week, I will split my bankroll and begin a similar volume on Yahoo and/or FanDuel. FYI, I'm trying to provide financial justification for the upgrade to the ultimate package to my wife. Shiny bar graphs showing increased profits would be ideal. Thanks. Okay, good question. So, you know, we don't have like back tested data of like, hey, you know, this, you know, users on standard can expect, you know, 10% ROI while users on, you know, ultimate can expect, you know, 15% ROI or something like that. You know, I can't give you that data because we don't have it. What I would say is a couple things, right? I think you're starting off on the right foot, right? You started on the starter plan. You know, I always tell people this, like, you should find your footing on one subscription, find a successful process before leveling up and going to like the next level, right? And when you do that, you're able to, you know, manage your subscription costs and get familiar, especially if you're newer, right? Like, hey, you know, I'm on month 2 of SaberSim, you know, haven't been around that long. I don't know how long you've been playing DFS, but I think that, you know, you started off on the right foot. Now you're getting to the point where like, okay, I'm winning. You know, I'm finding my footing. I'm finding my balance. I'm about ready to take the next step, you know, kind of should I, right? And the answer is that, you know, SaberScore is a good sorting metric. We created it using contest sims. You know, I like to call it the 80-20 of contest sims. The biggest difference is that it casts a bigger, you know, net for contests that it encompasses. It doesn't account for stakes. It doesn't account for exact contest size. It provides more of a range. So those are the biggest differences, right? Now with ultimate, with contest sims, you get to be as specific as possible. And the other important thing that I like to think about is that, you know, we're not trying to find the optimal lineup. We're trying to find the winning lineup. And the contest sims do a very good job of doing that because the way I think about it, right? Like, let's say you're in second place in a contest and first is 100K, second is 25K. Well, first place has 150 points and they have no players left. And you have 149 and you have one player left. So 2 points is worth $75,000 to you, right? You go from second to first, you get that pay jump. Any points after 151 for just using whole numbers are actually worth $0 to you, right? Going from 151 to 152 wins you no additional money. Going from 151 to 160 still wins you no additional money. You know, it's nice to have the cushion, but you don't actually need it, right? The contest sims, that is kind of the problem that they solve. You know, we used to talk a lot about like running research builds and trying to find optimal percentages and stuff like that. But in a lot of contests, you don't need the optimal to win. Contest sims help you solve that problem of helping you find lineups that have a good chance of winning, even though they're not going to be optimal, right? So you're right. You know, the ROI sorting metrics are the best sorting metrics that we have. That's why they're on the ultimate subscription. That's why they're on a higher tier. You know, it is better than Saber Score. I can't tell you, you know, how much money you can expect to win or things like that. What I would probably do is, you know, if it makes sense, do a 1 month trial. You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying you could trial it for 1 month. You could trial it for 5 days. Right. But tell yourself, you know, tell your wife like, hey, I am going to try this for 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, I will reevaluate this to figure out if I should go back, if I should stay where I'm at. But one thing I wouldn't do is I would not change your process, like completely overhaul it. Just because you have this shiny new tool doesn't mean that you should move away from winning actions, right? You should figure out a way to add it as a complementary piece to what you're already doing. So, you know, think about it like that. That could be like one way that, you know, you go from being a winning player and then you get to ultimate and then you change everything you've been doing and then now you start losing. You know, you don't want to do that, right? So stick with your winning process. Learn how to use ultimate to complement the things you're already doing to win and go from there. So that honestly be probably what I would do. So that's what I would recommend. All right. Those are all the questions that we had to start in the Discord, and we're going to jump over to the live YouTube chat. So it looks like our first question here is from Brian. Brian said, can you explain how to calculate geomean for a classic MLB slate? I used the same calculation as Showdown, but with 10 slots instead of 6 and got a super low number that wipes out all lineups. Okay, yeah, sure. So let's go to like today's slate. It sounds like something went wrong because like that probably shouldn't happen. You should actually get a bigger number. So I do like the idea of using geomean on a 2-game classic MLB slate. I think that's a good idea. Now, what I would do here, right? So I go to my contest. I'm going to pick a contest here. Let's pick, you know, the biggest entrance, right? Looks like the Minimax, 14,000 entries. Okay. So then what I would do is, you know, I'm assuming first place is like $1,000. Let's say that, you know, I want to play lineups, maybe dupe no more than twice. Right. So we just do something. I want to try to get close to unique, but I don't want to fully do like one. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll just do two here. So two dupes divided by 14,268 to the power of 1 divided by 10, because there are 10 players in this lineup. So that comes out to 41.2. You got to round the decimal, right? And I'm rounding the 7 to the 1 to make that 2. So I got 41.2. So now I would go to my build. I'm just going to build 500 lineups. 2 adjustments, 2 projections. Kick that off. So let these lineups run. So then what I would do is I would come into the filters and I would add a filter and I would say geomean, show me lineups with geomean less than, because less than is going to be the unique side. The lower the geomean, the better. geo mean less than 41, I think it was 0.8 or no, 0.2. And that actually trashed no lineup. So what we could do is if we have a geo mean custom metric, we could just sort by it and see what the actual highest numbers are. It looks like the highest geo mean is about 38. So let's say you do this, right? But you're like, you know what? When I look in the post-contest sim, even though the geo means are low, lineups still do get duplicated a lot. Well, then what I think you can do is honestly just come in here and just trash 10% of the lineups, you know, and then you just lower this number till you got to about, you know, 50 lineups in the trash for this pool of 500 or whatever 10% is for the set of lineups that you ran. That way you're at least accounting for like the highest geo mean lineups. And, you know, in this case, you know, I always say like 10 to 20% because we have already determined that, you know, most of these lineups, quote unquote, should be unique, even though they might be duped. It's better to just lean on the low side a little bit. So 46 lineups in the trash is perfect for me. And I would probably just end up leaving it there. So that's what I would do. And Brian said, thank you. Yeah, man. Happy to give that walkthrough. But all right. I see Sammy signed up for the build review show. Gotcha. I'll get you on the list for today. But with that said, we're caught up here with questions in both the YouTube chat and the Discord. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll be back here in about 35 minutes for the build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.